It's Paul Falster for WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Today's topic, Deeper Than the Skin, a musical presentation on race in America with musicians Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway, taking place Wednesday, November 13th, 7 p.m. at the historic Sunnydale Cabin in Tryon. My guest to talk about this is writer and workshop facilitator Robin Edgar. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul.
Robin, first of all, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, I got very interested in the topic of community, working, teaching reminiscence workshops, and hearing people talk about how they survived the Great Depression. And so when I moved to Charlotte, the Charlotte Museum of History and I collaborated, and I interviewed 100 people who survived the Depression. And the thread that ran through all of their stories was community. And so when I moved to Tryon, North Carolina, I joined the Friendship Council that was trying to build community across the racial divide in Tryon, eventually became the president of the board of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of the Carolina Foothills. And we started implementing community conversations, bringing people together to learn how to talk to each other across divides of either racism or political divides, as well as being able to forgive one another for past hurts. And then we decided the pastor, Lyndon Harris, had been doing coffee houses at Tiggs Pond. So we tapped into that expertise and decided to start doing community coffee houses. The topic of Deeper Than the Skin with Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway dovetailed both our conversations and the music to bring our community together.
No matter any of our backgrounds and race or nationality, seems like music is something that often brings us together, isn't it?
Exactly. Music and conversation, where we recognize and find that there's a more similarities to our lives than the differences that we've been focusing on.
Why do this, and what do you hope is accomplished for Western North Carolina through the event?
I saw the Deeper Than the Skin concert in Hendersonville a year or so ago, and it blew me away because Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway are not only two accomplished musicians, but they share a history of their ancestors being in Richmond, Virginia. And they met through their music and found out that they were on polarized parts of that ancestry, slaveholders and maybe slaves themselves. They sing about prejudice for anything. It doesn't only have to be racism. And they sing wonderful gospel and folk songs about that. And then they also talk about how they overcame that prejudice with themselves. And then they bring the audience into the conversation and ask them to talk about their experiences with racism. So it starts the conversation in the community, how to overcome that divide.
What a unique story about the two artists. This was something these gentlemen were already doing. How did you get connected with them? How did this develop to take place in Tryon coming up in November?
Through Lyndon Harris, who has had them come to his coffee houses. He ran them both at Tiggs Pond and in New York City, where he was a minister of the Episcopal Church there. And so he introduced the group to me and our board, and we wholeheartedly embraced this concept.
Robin, what I would like to do right now, we're fortunate to actually be able to connect with Greg Greenway. We'll bring him into our conversation by phone. Greg, good morning and welcome to WNCW.
Good morning to you.
We've, of course, been talking about Deeper Than the Skin. Share with us this unique connection between you and Reggie.
We're kind of a quintessential American story, really. That's how we see it. We're born 3 days apart into two completely different narratives. You know, I was born in Richmond, Virginia. Reggie was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, Richmond, Virginia, of course, was the ex-capital of the Confederacy. I grew up in a world that was literally sort of in the nostalgia, steeped in the nostalgia of the old South. So I grew up in a world that was unique, literally was raised beside the Jefferson Davis Highway. To get into Richmond, we crossed the Robert E. Lee Bridge. And the central point of the street design in Richmond is Monument Avenue, which has 65-foot-high statues of Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jeb Stuart. So the Confederacy was a huge part of my upbringing. We didn't play Cowboys and Indians. We played Yankees and Rebels. Reggie was born in Philadelphia, but his grandparents migrated from Petersburg, Virginia. And we found out later on that his ancestry dates back to a plantation about 15 miles outside of Richmond in Ashland called Hickory Hill. His ancestry converges with a Confederate general, cavalry general, and a black woman from the West Indies who was enslaved. And they had five children together, and one of them was Reggie's progenitor. With two totally different worlds we were set off into, we met each other in New York City at the Village Gate, and it took us almost no time to talk about race, and then became friends. Our friendship had to do with everything else that makes you friends. A few years ago, as we talked about this, we decided that we were handed this incredible story, that we needed to hold this up to people in America and see what happens when you focus on the true and real and lasting things in life.
Such an amazing story. Seemed like you two were just meant to cross paths. You two have specifically written material based on this topic. Is that correct?
I think that's one of the things that attracted us right away is music always contained this sort of social justice aspect to it. And I had written songs on Rosa Parks. I'd written on Nelson Mandela because it's the elephant in the room. Reg had also done that, both been willing to take race on in our music. That was just a natural connection. Once your story has been heard, then you're willing to hear someone else's.
I know you were on limited time. Thank you for making the call, Greg, and being a part of our presentation this morning. See you in Tryon on November the 13th for Deeper Than the Skin.
Paul, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. Mark this on your calendar as we continue talking about an event that's coming to Tryon on November 13th. Deeper Than the Skin, a musical presentation on race in America. What do you hope is the message, the most important thing that might come out of this event for those that attended on November 13th?
I would hope that this brings home the ability for people to recognize that racism and the racial divide in America still exists. Because a lot of people think that when we had our civil rights movement, it went away. And I would also hope that it would open up a comfort level for people to talk about it in public and with one another and to unite our community, because that's the only way we're going to survive, is standing together, being part of our community like that. So that's my hope. And also, we would like to continue with these community coffee houses. So if this one works and is popular, then we can bring other groups in, not necessarily talking about this topic, but just bringing the community together.
When it comes to Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway, what are a few more things you could share about them with our audience?
Reggie Harris is a Woodrow Wilson Scholar and the Music Education Director of the Living Legacy Project of the Unitarian Universalist Association. And he's also led hundreds of programs on race and social justice. And Greenway has played for 8 years with the successful folk music trio Brother Son, and he has been featured on NPR's All Things Considered Car Talk. He's also played at Carnegie Hall. And his song, Rosa Parks, played for 2 years on the rosaparks.com website when it first opened.
Just like Robin Edgar has been sharing this morning, if this has been something on your mind, thinking of a step you can take, ways to get involved more, just to share with a brother or sister, to be open about race in America. If someone out there would like to know more about this event, the organizations you've mentioned, and how to get tickets more than anything else, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get tickets online through browntickets.com. They will not get a ticket, but they will be on our will call list when they come to Sunnydale. Or they can call 828-513-0570. Again, that's 828-513-0570 for additional information.
November the 13th, that's a Wednesday, starting at 7 at the historic Sunnydale Cabin in Tryon. The event called Deeper Than the Skin, a musical presentation on race in America with Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway. Our guest talking about that today has been writer and also workshop facilitator Robin Edgar, and we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
You've been listening to the Friday feature on WNCW, also available as a podcast at wncw.org.